Before we get started, I just wanted to recognize a cool moment to share with Arthur for a man who's meant so much to our city, both on the field and off the field. It was quite a moment to share that with him, so for that, I appreciate it. Secondly, the brotherhood that these men in our locker room have built has led to this moment, and how hard they want to play against one, for one another, against each other, help getting each other ready. I couldn't be more proud of them. And then lastly, for the fans, for this city, and for teams that have rocked this place for 25 years, we felt your energy from the very beginning. So it's only fitting that the NFC Championship game, the last game played here, we felt that juice. So with that, I appreciate it. And for that, I'll open it up to your questions.
I know you've had the opportunity as an assistant to use the role, but can you kind of sum up what this means as a head coach?
Well, the first thing, I am excited for the opportunity, but more importantly, excited for the players. And we'll throw a great plan for them. I'll enjoy it tonight, but as we go through tomorrow, we'll throw a great plan to get ready. We'll find out who we play. We know where it'll be, and we hope there's a lot of people with black and red on. But we'll have a great plan for it. But most importantly, I'm excited for the guys.
Okay, you guys.
I'm sure that battle has taken place before between Jake and Clay, but we have lots of respect for them. We knew this game was going to be a battle. They're a very good team, toughness loaded all throughout it, their front, their quarterback, the receivers, and I thought their receiving core showed a lot of grit in this game. They had a number of guys that were banged up, and all along there was a lot of talk, will they play, won't they play? I sided exactly how it would go. Knowing some of those guys and the toughness that they have, I thought they would. I did not. Honestly, the question was, did we feel that, the positive energy? When I walked out for pregame is when, honestly, I felt, the intensity and the juice of the crowd. And I just remember leaning over to one of the coaches. I said, isn't this awesome, man? And so it was that not till the end do you let yourself have those moments to go to a different spot. So for me, it wasn't until I took the headset off at the end, to be honest with you. We knew that was going to be a factor. When you face a quarterback as talented and as good as Aaron, you better find ways to get him off the spot. He's been as dangerous in the pocket as he's been out. So for sure, the defensive coaches, they worked hard. And the clearest part was the players having a real clear understanding of our game plan. And then part of that work that you put in on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, when you get to game time, you've put the work in, and then it's time to go execute it. And that's kind of the process that we follow each week. So they had a good week of preparation, and I thought we'd play well. He never ceases to surprise us because he makes the extraordinary plays seem ordinary. And that's not a very typical thing to do. He's a heck of a competitor. For sure, he was battling through it, and in typical Julio fashion, came through in the biggest way.
Dan, can we just talk about your defensive guys coming of age? We talked about them all year.
We have. Yeah, and the more that you play together and you gain experience together, the faster you can play. So we're playing faster now than we did earlier in the season. And our speed hasn't changed in terms of, didn't go lower our 40 times. But because of our communication, because of the style and attitude that we're able to play with, we're able to play faster. And the four underneath guys, when we play zone, that's good. We played a lot of man-to-man today, too. So when we man up, we have to stand up. And the guys outside, they knew they'd have to battle against these receivers. But we thought that would be the best way for us to have to play our best. And we certainly challenged those guys and couldn't have been more proud of them. I thought a shift took place for us. We had a difficult loss against Kansas City, and that was probably the first shift for us before we went out to L.A. as a team. We knew we could play better, and so that first shift took place, and the unconditional support for one another, our intent took it up a notch. And then I felt another shift took place our first playoff bye week, where we didn't just kind of hang around. We had real intent on getting better and finding an edge. And I thought that took place a second shift. And I thought that carried into this week in terms of our preparation for practice. Well, for me, I hope Matt's right in the middle, so I don't think it's time to talk about legacy stuff. I hope we're battling for a long time together. And so for me, I think those are great conversations for the end of your career, and for Matt and I, we're right in the middle of it. Yeah, I did have some fun with that during the game. I said, man, you look fast today. And he kind of looked at me, really? Yeah. But when you play man-to-man, sometimes players have their backs turned. And Matt's continually done that this year. It wasn't just in this game. But when those opportunities are there, when you do play man-to-man and some backs are turned, he took advantage of that today. He is such a hell of a competitor. And he takes shots. He's tough. And he just continues to battle. I'm very proud of him for today. Yep. I couldn't have been more proud. In terms of that connection between our personnel staff, our coaching staff, the collaboration that it takes, we have a really clear understanding of one another and what we're looking for. And it's through Thomas and Scott and their leadership knowing, okay, we know each other better after a year. And I think it was Scott or Thomas that say some DQ guys, and they know that toughness, that intensity, guys who love ball. And we got a whole bunch of them in that room. So it means quite a bit to me.
Two more questions, guys.
Dan, as a former defensive guy, do you have any empathy for opposing defensive coordinators trying to stop your offense?
No. I think those are great questions for way down the line. For us and for our team, we're going to find out who we're going to enjoy it tonight, find out who we play, and then we're going to go try and throw a hell of a plan. We have a real process that we go through to get ready, and we'll include that with the team as we get through tomorrow. But it'll be a great challenge. I know the teams that are playing tonight, I've not spent 1 minute looking ahead. All of our intent and focus was on this game. So whoever we play, it'll take a lot of work.